Hello, hello, hello. What's up? And welcome back to another episode of the Straight Shooter Recruiter Podcast. I am your host and producer, Emily Durham, and it is a stormy ass day outside. I'm talking minus 10 degrees, windy, to the point where I was walking Binky this morning. I was walking him this morning and he fell, like, from the wind. The wind literally swept him off his feet. It's what I want a man to do to me, right? But that's not where we're at. Where we're at is it's late. I'm in my sweats and I want to do something different. I got a bunch of really good questions from y'all, and then it got me thinking, oh my gosh, I have never done an Am I the Asshole episode of the podcast. And I was on Rennie's podcast a couple weeks ago. It went live, but we recorded it last year, and we did a segment all on Am I the Asshole, and there were some insane questions that actually a bunch of people wrote in and said they related to. So I've got a mixture of your questions, some I found off of Reddit, none of which I have read. So it's going to be live. It's going to be live, large, and in charge. Maybe I should record when the sun is up. I feel like I'm acting a little kookaloo. But in any case, shall we get into it? And before we do, you already know the drill. Share if you are listening on social media. It genuinely, genuinely helps me grow so much. I appreciate it. That's how I continue to be able to create all of this content on the free, because that's what it is. It's free, baby. And leave a rating and a review. Alrighty, let's get into it, bestie. Am I the asshole for eating tuna salad at work? I have recently started a higher protein and IBS sensitive diet, so I've had to make a lot of changes with my lifestyle. I've turned to fish as a main source of food, and canned tuna is something I enjoy a lot. I've started taking tuna salad to work with me every so often. When I take it to work, I prepare it beforehand, so I'm not opening the tuna can at work or anything. I'm just eating it out of a Tupperware. One of the newer employees at my work confronted me recently for bringing the tuna salad to work because she can smell it when she enters my office, apparently. To be clear, this smell doesn't waft into public spaces, but when she's dropping off papers or telling me something, she can smell it. I explained to her that my diet changed and apologized for the smell, but I told her I won't be changing my diet again right now as my stomach has a hard time adjusting to new food and routines. She got pretty upset and told me that this was common office sense not to bring fish. I thought that the rule was almost always about microwaving seafood, not just bringing tuna salad, which I felt like is a pretty common lunch food. I feel bad that she doesn't like the smell, but I just need to know, am I the asshole? I have not looked at the comments, and I will read the comments with you because I love to gossip, and to me this feels like gossip. Are you the asshole? I don't know. I kind of feel like you should be able to eat what you want, right? So what that the tuna is smelly? You know, it is what it is. Are you put on this earth to make everybody comfortable? No. I think microwaving salmon is mean because that stinks up the whole joint. I think you should be able to eat your sandwich. That's my opinion. And at the end of the day, you don't know someone's life. You don't know their dietary restrictions. You don't know why I'm eating that way. You're doing it for your health. And even if you did it because you like tuna. Also, what if tuna's all someone could afford? I don't think that's fair. Let's see what the comments say, because I kind of love that. Someone said, not the asshole. Actually, okay, the vibe is on Reddit, not the asshole. I think you're not an asshole. You're just eating lunch. And I kind of love that for you. Ooh, this one looks juicy. Okay, it's not too long. Good. Am I the asshole for coming into work just on time? I work as a security guard scheduled to start working in this new store today from 10 a.m., which I guess is when the store opens. I get there at exactly 10 a.m. and ask to place my belongings in the back room. I was in the room for a few minutes max, and then I come out back through the main door. However, in that time, I guess many customers had already come in, and one of the sales staff had to play security. On my lunch break, the manager of the store approached me and asked if next time I could come in a little bit earlier, so that by the time I put all my belongings down, I can be in front of the store at 10 a.m. I told her no, slated to start at 10 a.m., then I'll show up at 10 a.m. And if they want me to start and come earlier, they would have to arrange that with the security company. I'm not getting paid to come in earlier, so I don't really see why I'm required to. Am I the asshole? Okay, I would say hard no, you're not the asshole. I used to work retail actually all throughout university. I used to work retail, goodness, what had to be like 5 or 6 years. And there was this weird assumption that you always had to show up 5 or 10 minutes early, but that was all unpaid. So no, I don't think you're the asshole. They should pay you. If the assumption is you come early, 10 minutes early, then pay me for that time. That's not the assumption in office jobs. This feels very rude. Am I the asshole for ruining my work colleague's wedding and getting them arrested? Pardon? Okay, I'm going to have to click it. This title sounds bad, but hear me out. I'm a 38 female, had two work colleagues, Mary and Adam, in their late 20s and early 30s. Mary started at the company first, and then she got Adam to join. They worked in different departments, and Mary was in mine. Later, Mary left the company to pursue another career. When they started at the company, they were already married for a few years. Now, Mary is the kindest and loveliest person I've ever met. She was always polite and helpful, would cheer anyone up. We miss her dearly. So it came to be a shock when we found out she's divorcing Adam because he has cheated on her. Damn. I've called her to express how sorry I am and that this happened to her and that we were like thinking of her, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to bypass that. I was impressed by how well Mary held herself together in this situation. She didn't badmouth Adam, and the only thing she mentioned was how her wedding dress and a few family heirlooms went missing when she was moving her stuff from his apartment. She thought they might have been misplaced. A few years passed. I now work in the same department as Adam. He's a good work colleague, but can be dismissive and arrogant at times. Adam invited me to his wedding with this new lady. Let's call her Chelsea. She's the one. She's the one he cheated on Mary with. Okay. The entire department was invited. So I said yes, making sure first that Mary was okay with us. That's very sweet of you. I also told her where the wedding would be. It's not too far from where she lives and we could go grab drinks after if she wanted to. Okay. Personally, I wouldn't have done that, but whatever. On the day of Adam's wedding, I noticed that Chelsea is wearing a similar dress that Mary wore in the photos of her and Adam's wedding years ago. So without thinking, I snapped a picture and sent it to Mary with the caption saying, "Does this dress look familiar?" Mary saw this message, but didn't respond until an hour later. And the police showed up at the venue. Oh, shit. I need to add the police in our county are ruthless, and any theft is considered a criminal matter for the police to deal with. The police had asked Chelsea to take... Police asked Chelsea to take the dress and all of the jewelry off. Chelsea refused and started arguing with them, and then Adam joined in. As they were even rude to the police, they were taken down to the station. Everyone at the wedding venue had to leave. I tried to call Mary, but she wouldn't pick up the phone. We found out later, Chelsea was wearing Mary's wedding dress and her family heirlooms. Mary spotted them on her and the picture I sent, and she called the police. Apparently, she had previously asked Adam if he had them, and he said no, saying he's never seen them. Even the wedding dress? Okay, question mark. So after she saw the photo, she knew he was lying and that he stole them. Chelsea had to leave the wedding dress and jewelry with the police station and go home wearing just her underwear and Adam's jacket. Yesterday, Adam returned to the office and went completely mental at me, blaming me for sending a picture to Mary and ruining his wedding. He would call me an asshole. Would you? No. I think you should be on reality TV. I think you're not the asshole. I do think it's a little weird because maybe Mary did not. Like, I'm thinking of Mary's feelings here. I also expected this to be much more of like a work-related one. So this is kind of a sidebar. Personally, I would not be bothering Mary with info about her ex because I don't think she wants to hear that. She doesn't want to see her ex-husband getting married. Like, leave her alone. Why are you wanting to go get drinks with her after? I just can't imagine that made her feel good. So I would have left her the F alone. However, the outcome is iconic. Listen. You did a crime. You're going to do the time. Let's see what people said. A lot of people saying, not the asshole, not the asshole. Not the asshole. Someone said, you're an asshole because you made this up. That's really funny. Okay, that one wins. Am I the asshole for refusing to do a task at work? So I work at a coffee shop / bakery, and one of the tasks is to take the trash to the facility near the shop. It takes 15 minutes to do. No one likes doing it. In my time at the company, it's an unwritten rule that one person does it once a day. And it seems to be... it needs to be done multiple times a day sometimes. It was my turn in the afternoon to take it out, so I just bit the bullet and do it. It now comes down to the last hour of my shift, and one of the assistant managers tells me that he and another person are preparing the bins to take out later. I politely tell him that I did it already today, and maybe one of the others who hasn't can. He then tells me that we should work as a team and we should do what he says. My thought is that if we were a team, why am I the one who's always doing the shitty jobs that no one else likes to do? He then tells me that he'll be reporting my behavior to his general manager for not following orders, and he's never heard of this unwritten rule about the bins. I guess the unwritten rule is like that everybody splits the work. Okay. Let me be so honest with you. Ahem. Unfortunately, work means we all have to do things we don't like to do, myself included. I would say half of my job is stuff I hate. Like, I like a lot of my job, but I hate a lot of my job too. That's kind of how work works. You know, I don't think any of us love it. Unfortunately, you don't get to decline doing parts of your job just because you've already done it today. That's kind of how work is. If it's like a consistent pattern and you're feeling picked on, maybe that's okay. But I don't think you can tell your manager no when it comes to doing the basics. That's why they've hired you. That's why they're paying you. It's in your job description. I don't think you're an asshole. I just think you're probably going to get fired, dude. This is not good for your career. You beautiful person. This was kind of fun. I've had a really, really long work week and I needed something like light and funny, but also a little educational, just like the right amount of educational, just like a tiny bit. And I hope you liked this. I love episodes like this. Sometimes it's episodes like this, honestly, where I wish I had a co-host because I'd love to like riff with someone and like laugh and have conversation and maybe have someone challenge me. Let me know if I haven't done a guest on the show in a long time. I used to do it occasionally. It's just kind of hard because for me, what I love about this show is I can make the topic so relevant to what's happening like in my DMs and questions you ask. So I record it like day of. But I'm definitely open to having people on the show. So let me know if you have anyone you're interested in. And if you have questions you want to send me, especially Am I the Asshole ones, click the link in the description of this episode because you can always do that. But thank you so much for hanging out with me. I love you a lot. I love you a lot. You are not an asshole. I can tell that. Just from you being here. So thank you for being here. I love you muchly. I'll talk to you next Sunday.